Welcome, my friends. Today, I am bringing you something extraordinary, life-changing, and powerful. The ultimate, detailed, and deeply inspiring summary of one of the greatest books ever written. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is not just a book. It is a revolution in the world of communication, relationships, and success. Over 30 million copies sold, translated into multiple languages, used by world leaders, entrepreneurs, and successful people across the globe. This is not just a summary. It is a life lesson. If you want to, build strong relationships, become more confident in conversations, improve your communication skills, win people's trust and respect, get more opportunities in life, and most importantly, influence people in a positive way, then this book is for you. In this series, I will break down every single detail of this timeless classic book into detailed parts. By the end, you will not only understand the book perfectly, but also improve your English listening skills as I will explain everything in an easy and engaging way. What will you learn in this summary? How to make people like you instantly. How to win people to your way of thinking. How to handle difficult situations without arguments. How to become a great leader without forcing people. How to change people's behavior without offending them. This book was written in the 1930s. But its principles are still being used today by some of the most successful people in the world. Let's look at a few examples. Warren Buffett, from shy to confident. Buffett, one of the richest men alive, credits this book for transforming his communication skills. He overcame shyness, mastered relationship building, and became known for his warmth, key to his success. Oprah Winfrey, winning hearts. Oprah built an empire by making people feel valued. She listened, appreciated, and connected deeply, proving Carnegie's principle. People care more about how much you care than how much you know. Barack Obama, earning trust. Obama influenced millions by respecting others, listening carefully, and staying calm. He proved Carnegie's timeless lesson. Respect builds influence. To truly understand this book, you must first understand people. What do people really want? Why do they behave in a certain way? Carnegie says, "Dealing with people is the biggest problem you will ever face in life. Whether it's your job, relationships, business, or social life, your success depends on how well you understand and connect with people." Lesson 1. The most important thing people want. The one thing that every human desires, more than money, fame, or success, is to feel important. People crave recognition, respect, and appreciation. Carnegie gives a brilliant example of Charles Schwab, one of America's greatest business leaders. Schwab once said, "The way to develop the best in a person is by appreciation and encouragement." He understood that people will always do more for those who make them feel valued. Think about your own life. When someone truly acknowledges your efforts, how does it make you feel? Energized? Inspired to do better? That's the power of appreciation. But the key is sincerity. People can sense fake compliments, and they reject them. Example: imagine you're in a restaurant and the waiter brings your food. You can either just take the plate and ignore him, or you can smile and say, "Wow, this looks delicious. Thank you so much." What happens? The waiter will instantly feel valued and respected. That small action can change his mood, make him happy, and create a positive experience. Lesson: if you make people feel important, They will like you and remember you forever. Lesson 2. The worst mistake you can make in any relationship. Carnegie says, never criticize, condemn, or complain. This is one of the biggest secrets to success in both personal and professional life. Criticizing people makes them defensive. Condemning, blaming others only creates enemies. Complaining makes you negative and unlikable. Imagine you are a manager and one of your employees makes a mistake. You can criticize him. You always mess up. Why can't you do things right? This will make him feel insulted and demotivated. Or you can handle it wisely. Hey, I noticed an issue in the report. Let's see how we can fix it together. This makes him feel respected and willing to improve. Lesson. Instead of attacking people, help them improve with kindness and encouragement. Lesson 3. The power of appreciation. Carnegie teaches us that people will do anything for those who genuinely appreciate them. The key word here is genuine. How to apply this in your life? At work. Instead of just saying, good job, tell them exactly what you liked. Your presentation was so clear and well-structured. It really helped us understand the topic. In relationships, instead of ignoring small efforts, say, I love how you always make my coffee just the way I like it. With strangers, if a security guard is standing outside in the cold, say, I really respect the hard work you do. Thank you. Carnegie tells the story of a businessman who had trouble with his employees not working hard. Instead of criticizing them, he started appreciating their small efforts. Guess what? Their productivity doubled. Lesson. People work harder, love more, and respect you more when they feel appreciated. Lesson 4. The magic of a smile. Carnegie says, your smile is a powerful tool. People judge you within the first few seconds of meeting you. Your posture, your body language, your facial expressions. All of these create an instant impression. If you enter a room with a serious face, a cold expression, and no energy, people will feel uncomfortable around you. But if you enter with a warm, genuine smile, people will feel an instant sense of comfort. A smile is a universal language. You don't need words. A smile can win people's trust before you even speak. But the key is genuineness. A fake smile is worse than no smile at all. A real smile comes from positive emotions and true warmth. A simple smile can make people trust you instantly, make you look confident and friendly, turn enemies into friends. Imagine two shopkeepers. One always looks serious, never smiles. The other always greets customers with a warm smile. Who do you think will have more customers? Of course, the second one. People love positivity and warmth. Lesson. Want to be more likable? Start smiling more. Lesson 5. The most beautiful sound in the world. Carnegie says, a person's name is the sweetest sound to them. A person's name is the most important word in the world to them. When you use their name, it creates an instant bond. People love hearing their own name. It makes them feel special and valued. It creates an instant connection. If you meet someone named Jackson and you say, hey, nice to meet you. Or you say, Jackson, it's really great to meet you. Which one do you think Jackson will remember? The second one, because his name makes it personal and memorable. Lesson. Next time you meet someone, use their name often in conversation. Lesson 6. The power of genuine interest. If you want to make people like you, the first and most important thing is this. Show genuine interest in them. Most people go through life only thinking about themselves. They wake up thinking about their problems, their goals, their dreams. They enter conversations only to talk about themselves, waiting for their turn to speak instead of truly listening. But the secret to being likable is the opposite. If you want people to like you, make them feel important by showing genuine interest in them. Imagine two different conversations. In the first conversation, a man meets a colleague and says, "Hey, how are you?" without even waiting for an answer. Then he starts talking about his own life, his achievements, his problems. In the second conversation, another man meets the same colleague, but instead of talking about himself, he asks, "How have you been? What have you been working on these days?" And when the colleague answers, he listens with full attention, asks follow-up questions, and makes the person feel valued. Who do you think will be more likable? The second one. Because people love talking about themselves. If you show genuine curiosity, they will feel an instant connection with you. Dale Carnegie tells a story about a man who went to a party and barely spoke about himself. He spent the entire evening listening to others, asking about their interests, and making them feel heard. After the party, someone told him, "You are the most interesting person I've ever met." But in reality, he had only asked questions and listened. People don't want to hear about you. They want to be heard. Lesson. So the next time you meet someone, forget about impressing them. Instead, be deeply interested in them. Lesson 7. The art of being a good listener. Being interested in people is one thing. But if you don't know how to listen properly, it won't work. Most people listen to respond, not to understand. Think about a normal conversation. Someone is talking, and instead of actually listening, you're already preparing what to say next. Your mind is waiting for the moment you can jump in. This is a mistake. Carnegie says that a true listener is rare, and because of that, a true listener is powerful. The greatest leaders in the world, from presidents to CEOs, have one thing in common. They listen more than they speak. When you truly listen to someone, you make them feel valued and important. And when someone feels important around you, they like you. There's a simple exercise you can do to become a better listener. The next time you're in a conversation, challenge yourself to not interrupt even once. Let the other person finish their thought. Instead of jumping in, take a moment and ask them something related to what they just said. This will shock them because they are used to people cutting them off. Once they realize that you're a good listener, they will feel a deeper connection with you. Lesson 8. The power of talking in terms of other people's interests. If you walk into a room full of strangers and start talking about a topic you love, but they don't care about, they will quickly lose interest. But if you enter that room, observe the people, find out what they are passionate about, and talk about those things, they will instantly enjoy your presence. Carnegie tells the story of a businessman who wanted to close a deal with a major client. He could have gone into the meeting talking about his company and what they offered. But instead, before the meeting, he researched the client and found out that he loved fishing. When the meeting started, instead of business talk, he said, "I heard you're a passionate fisherman. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?" The client's face lit up. Instead of a boring business meeting, the two men talked about fishing for an hour. By the end of the meeting, the businessman got the deal. Why? because he talked about what the other person loved. If you want people to enjoy being around you, find out what excites them and talk about that. Lesson 9. The power of avoiding arguments. Have you ever won an argument but lost the person? That's what happens when people argue. Even if you're 100% right, if you destroy the other person's opinion, they won't change their mind. Instead, they'll feel humiliated, and their ego will force them to defend themselves. Dale Carnegie tells a story about a man named Ben Franklin. Franklin was once known as an arrogant and argumentative person, but he later became one of the most charming and persuasive men in history. How did he do it? He followed one simple rule: I will never argue with anyone. Instead of proving others wrong, he learned to ask questions, listen, and gently guide people to the right conclusion without making them feel foolish. One of the greatest minds in history, Socrates, used the same method. Instead of debating people aggressively, he would ask small, easy-to-agree-with questions. For example, instead of saying, "You're wrong," he would say, "Wouldn't you agree that?" and guide the conversation step by step. This method is called the Socratic method, and it is one of the most powerful techniques for influencing people. Lesson 10. Admitting your mistakes. Immediately and honestly. Imagine two situations. In the first, a man makes a mistake at work, but when his boss confronts him, he denies it, blames others, and makes excuses. In the second, another man makes a mistake, but instead of defending himself, he immediately says, "You're absolutely right. I made a mistake, and I take full responsibility. I will make sure it doesn't happen again." Who do you think earns more respect? The second man. Most people hate admitting they are wrong because their ego gets in the way. They argue, justify, and fight, which only makes the other person more frustrated. But when you immediately admit your mistake, something magical happens. The other person's anger disappears. Instead of attacking you, they respect you. There's an example in the book where a man got pulled over by the police for speeding. Instead of arguing, he admitted his mistake before the officer even spoke. He said, "Officer, I was driving too fast, and I completely understand if you need to give me a ticket." The officer was so surprised that instead of giving him a ticket, he let him go with just a warning. Why? Because when you admit your mistake first, the other person doesn't feel the need to attack you anymore. So the next time you make a mistake, don't argue. Admit it immediately. People will respect you more, and conflicts will disappear. Lesson 11. Let the other person feel that the idea is theirs. People don't like being told what to do. They want to feel in control of their own decisions. So instead of forcing your idea, make the other person feel like they came up with it themselves. A powerful way to do this is by asking the right questions instead of giving direct orders. For example, imagine a manager who wants his employee to be more productive. A bad approach: you need to work harder. A better approach: what do you think we can do to improve efficiency? By asking a question, the manager makes the employee think and participate in the decision. The employee will feel ownership over the idea and will be more motivated to act on it. Carnegie gives an example of a business leader who needed his team to change their approach to sales. Instead of forcing the change, he held a meeting and asked, "What do you think is the best way to increase our sales?" The employees came up with the exact solution he wanted, but since they thought it was their own idea, they were excited to implement it. This is a psychological trick used by the best leaders. Instead of telling people what to do, guide them to the conclusion naturally. Lesson 12. Dramatize your ideas. People don't remember facts. They remember stories and emotions. If you want to convince someone, don't just give them cold logic. Instead, make your idea dramatic and engaging. There's an example in the book where a company was struggling to get employees to fill out reports on time. Instead of sending out boring emails saying, "Please submit your reports," the manager did something unusual. He brought an hourglass to the office and turned it upside down in front of everyone. The sand started falling, and he said, "This is how much time we have left before the deadline." It was simple, but it caught people's attention. By turning a simple request into something visual and dramatic, he made people act. This is why great speeches use stories, metaphors, and dramatic examples. When Martin Luther King Jr. gave his speech, he didn't say, "I believe in equality." He said, "I have a dream." When Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone, he didn't say, "We made a new phone." He said, "Today, we are going to change the world." If you want to influence people, don't just use words. Use stories, visuals, and emotion. Lesson 13. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Nobody likes to be criticized, even if they are wrong. The moment someone feels attacked, their ego goes into defense mode and they stop listening. But what if you need to correct someone? How do you make someone change their behavior without making them feel bad? The answer: start with honest praise. For example, imagine you're a manager and your employee, Mark, is always late. If you directly say, "Mark, you're always late. This is unacceptable," he will immediately feel attacked and justify himself. But if you start with praise, he will listen with an open mind. A better approach: "Mark, you are one of the most talented employees in this office. Your work is always excellent and your creativity is inspiring. I just have one small concern. I've noticed that you've been arriving late recently, and I know that's not like you. Is there anything we can do to fix this?" Now, instead of feeling criticized, Mark feels valued and respected. Because of this, he will be much more open to changing his behavior. People respond better to correction when they feel appreciated, not attacked. This technique is used by the greatest leaders. Instead of breaking people down with criticism, they lift them up with praise first, then guide them towards improvement. People don't like taking advice from someone who acts superior. But when you admit your own mistakes first, people become more open to listening. For example, let's say you are a father and you want to tell your son to stop procrastinating on his studies. Instead of just telling him, "You need to stop wasting time," a better approach would be, "You know, when I was your age, I used to struggle with procrastination too. I would always wait until the last minute to study, and it caused me a lot of stress. But then I learned a simple trick that helped me. Do you want to know what it is?" Now, instead of feeling lectured, the son feels understood. He sees that his father is not just giving orders. He is sharing his own experience. This technique is used by the best mentors, coaches, and leaders. They don't just tell people what to do. They show them that they have made the same mistakes, and they share how they overcame them. When people see that you have struggled too, they trust you more. And when they trust you, they listen to you. Lesson 14. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. Nobody likes being told what to do. When you give someone a direct order, Their natural instinct is to resist. But when you ask a question instead, people feel in control of their own choices. Imagine you're a parent trying to get your child to clean their room. Instead of saying, "Clean your room now," you could ask, "How do you feel when your room is neat and organized?" By asking this question, you make the child reflect on the benefits of a clean space. When they realize it on their own, they feel more motivated to clean rather than feeling forced to do it. This method is used by great teachers and mentors. Instead of giving direct orders, they guide people to discover the right choice themselves. Lesson 15. Let the other person save face. One of the biggest mistakes people make is embarrassing others when they make mistakes. This damages relationships and creates resentment. The best way to correct someone is to help them save face. For example, if a coworker made an error on an important project, instead of exposing them in front of everyone, you could say, "I know you worked hard on this. I noticed one small thing that we could tweak to make it even better. What do you think?" By framing it this way, the coworker doesn't feel humiliated. Instead, they feel encouraged to improve. A great example of this principle comes from a story about Charles Schwab, a famous businessman. One day, he walked into a steel mill and saw his workers smoking in a no-smoking area. Instead of yelling at them, he took out a box of cigars, offered one to a worker, and said, "Would you mind smoking this outside?" By doing this, he corrected their behavior without embarrassing them. The workers respected him more because he treated them with dignity. If you want to change someone's behavior, always help them save face. If you attack their dignity, they will resist. But if you protect their dignity, they will listen. Lesson 16. Give the other person a reputation to live up to. People will rise to the expectations you set for them. If you tell someone you are careless and irresponsible, they will act that way. But if you say, "I know you are a responsible person and I trust you," they will try to prove you right. Dale Carnegie shares a story about a foreman in a factory who had an employee that was lazy and unmotivated. Instead of scolding him, the foreman said, "You know, I've been watching you and I see a lot of potential in you. You are one of the most capable workers here." The lazy employee was so inspired by these words that he completely changed his behavior. He started working harder because he wanted to live up to the expectation. This technique works in every area of life. If you tell a child, "You are very responsible," they will try to be responsible. If you tell a team member, "You are a great leader," they will step up as a leader. If you tell a friend, "You are always kind and thoughtful," they will act in a kind and thoughtful way. People behave according to the identity they believe they have. If you give someone a positive reputation, they will do everything they can to maintain it. This is how the best leaders inspire transformation in others. Instead of criticizing, they believe in people before they believe in themselves. And when you believe in someone, they rise to meet that belief. This is the power of influence without force. Lesson 17. Throw down a challenge. Inspire people to outdo themselves. People are naturally competitive. If you present something as a challenge, people will rise to the occasion. This is how leaders bring out the best in others. A restaurant owner was struggling to get his chefs to prepare meals faster without losing quality. Instead of demanding speed or threatening consequences, He used a simple but powerful challenge. One day, he gathered his kitchen staff and said, "Right now, our record for making a perfect steak is 12 minutes. I wonder if anyone can do it in 10, without sacrificing quality." At first, the chefs laughed, but the challenge sparked curiosity. One chef tried, then another. Soon, the entire team was competing to cook faster while maintaining perfection. Within weeks, the restaurant's service time had improved, and customer satisfaction had skyrocketed. Not because of pressure, but because the chefs felt excited to push their limits. How can you use this? If you're a manager, challenge your team. "Last week, we finished this task in 3 days. Let's see if we can do it in 2 without cutting corners." If you're a trainer, instead of saying, "Do 20 push-ups," say, "Your record is 15 push-ups. I bet you can beat that today." If you're a parent, instead of saying, "Clean your room," say, "Let's see if you can finish before this song ends." A simple challenge can turn a boring task into an exciting goal. Instead of feeling forced, people feel driven. That's the power of motivation. Lesson 18. Become the kind of person everyone wants to follow. Ultimately, the greatest way to win friends and influence people is not through techniques, but through your character. If you become the kind of person who is genuinely interested in others, who lifts people up, who respects their dignity, and who makes them feel important, you will never struggle with relationships, business, or leadership. People are naturally drawn to those who make them feel good about themselves. If you apply all the principles in this book, you will not only improve your ability to influence others, you will become someone people truly admire and respect. This book is not just about winning friends. It's about winning hearts, earning trust, and creating deep, meaningful relationships that last a lifetime. And if you master these lessons, you won't just change others, you will change yourself. And that is the greatest victory of all. Now that we've covered all the key lessons from how to win friends and influence people, let's take this knowledge to the next level. Many people read this book, feel inspired, but fail to apply its principles in their daily lives. Remember, success isn't just about what you know. It's about how well you communicate. Winning people's trust will open more doors than any degree or skill ever could. Every great leader understands one simple truth. Making others feel important is the key to influence and lasting success. Many people read this book, feel motivated, and then fail to see results. Why? Because they make some critical mistakes. Mistake 1. Trying to manipulate people. Some people use Carnegie's techniques to fake kindness and pretend to care just to get what they want. This never works. People can sense dishonesty. Solution: apply these principles genuinely. Don't just act nice. Be nice. Build relationships for the long term, not just for short-term benefits. Mistake 2. Forgetting to listen. Many people focus so much on how they talk that they forget the most important part: listening. Carnegie said, "Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves." Solution: ask more questions. Let people share their thoughts. Show interest in what others are saying instead of waiting for your turn to speak. Mistake 3. Giving up too soon. People expect results immediately. They try these techniques for a few days, don't see changes, and then give up. Success takes time. Solution: keep practicing these principles every day. Stay consistent, and over time, your relationships will transform. Now, let's create a simple but powerful action plan so you can apply these lessons every single day. Morning routine. Start your day with the right mindset. Remind yourself that today, you will focus on making others feel important. Practice smiling in the mirror for 30 seconds. Set a goal. Decide how many people you will compliment or appreciate today. During the day, apply the principles and conversations at work or school. Greet people with a warm smile. Use their names when talking to them. Give at least one genuine compliment to someone. With family and friends, listen more than you talk. Ask about their day and show real interest. Find something to appreciate about them and say it. In public places, be polite to waiters, shopkeepers, and strangers. Thank people whenever possible. Notice small details and appreciate them. By following this simple daily plan, you will not only improve your communication skills, but also become a person that everyone loves to be around. How to Win Friends and Influence People is not just a book. It's a life-changing guide that has transformed the lives of millions. But the real power lies in using these principles every day. If you apply these lessons, you will win more friends effortlessly. You will become more confident and respected. You will attract more success, happiness, and opportunities. This is not just the end of the summary. It is the beginning of your transformation. Now it's time to apply what you've learned and start building the kind of life where people respect, admire, and trust you.